So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel said, Kerem Mizrach is Deraimis Lahoylo Yisoid. The southeastern corner of the Mizbech did not have a base. The Gemara explains, my time of why? Lefish Lahoysa Bechelka Shal Tayrif. The Mizbech must be situated in the portion of Binyamin, and the land upon which the Yisoid of the Mizbech and Dorm sides would have been built, had there been a Yisoid on those sides, would not have been in the portion of Binyamin, because Ritzua Hoysa Yitzim Mechelka Shal Yehuda, the Nechnasa Lechelka Shal Binyamin. The Yama adjacent to the Mizbeach on the southern and eastern sides were in the portion of Yehuda. Therefore, there was no Yisoid on those two sides. The Gemara challenges this from the following brisa. Oyla Sa'iv Ketzer Hoysa Nasas. How was the Oyla Sa'iv sacrificed? Hayimaylik Ezreisha Mimul Urpo, Umavdil. The Kohen severs both simanim of the bird with his fingernail from the back of its neck, thus essentially separating the head from the body, and then squeezed out its blood on the wall of the Mizbech. Now, this took place at the Keren Mizrachis Deraimis, the southeastern corner, and so the Gemara points out, if there was no base, some of the blood would fall to the ground and not end up anywhere on the Mizbech. The Gemara answers, Emer kach hisnu, avir de binyamin karka de Yehuda. It was so stipulated that although the land near the Mizbech belonged to Yehuda, the airspace belonged to Binyamin, and so as Rashi explains, asu kimin belita katana keneged oisa hakeren. There was a small protrusion in the wall under that spot to catch this blood. However, yisoid le mikri lahakshar hakeren lamatin damim, she'en yisoid ela hamayusin ba'aretz. This was not considered a base to allow Zerika in that corner because it was three tvachim above the ground. The Gemara cites machlekes regarding the area of the Mizbech without a yisoid. Rav Amar, bebinyan, this is meant literally, there was no base at all. Levi Amar, bedam, there was a base, but it was not valid for Zerika because it was in Yehuda's portion. The Gemara brings several brises as possible proof to the second opinion, including the following. Hayisoid hayimahalch al pnei kol hatzafin va al pnei kol amayrav. The base went along the entire northern and western wall. Eichel bedarm ama achas ubemizrach ama achas. And extended in an extra amma along the southern and eastern sides. Therefore, as Rashi explains, b'binyana mashma, it seems that there was no base at all on those sides. The Gemara answers, eichel b'damim, there was a physical base along the entire southern and eastern sides. However, only the one amma extensions and the corners were valid for Zerika. Another braisa, ketzed b'inin es ha-mizbech, how was the mizbech built? Mevien Malbin, Shu Shleshim Vishtaim, Ashleshim Vishtaim, Vigavai Amma. They brought a wooden frame that measured 32 square amas and was 1 amma high. Umevi Chaluke Avanim Mufulamis Ben Gedoilis Ben Ketanis. And it was filled with smooth, damp stones, whether large or small. Umevi Sid Vakunya Bezefes Amamacha Beshevich. And they made a mixture of lime, lead, and tar and poured it over the stones. This hardened and kept the stones firmly attached to each other. Bezehu Yisai, this was the base of the Mizbeach. Chazer maybe Malbin, Shu Shleshim Amma, Ashleshim Amma, Bugavi Chamish Amas, or maybe Chaluke Avanim, Vechulu. They then brought another frame of 30 square Amas with a height of 5 Amas and placed this on top and filled it in the same way. Chazer maybe Malbin, Shu Chavches Al Chavches Amas, Bugavi Gimel Amas, or maybe Chaluke Vechulu. They then brought another frame that measured 28 square Amas with a height of 3 Amas and placed this on top and filled it in the same way. Behu Makam Hamaracha. On top of this piece was the place where the maracha, where the fire burned. V'chayzer maybe malbin shu amma lama. They then brought a frame of 1 square amma. Umaybe chaluke avanim mefulamis ben gedoilis ben ketanis umaybe zefes bekunya umacha b'shevich and filled it in the same way. V'zehu keren v'chein l'chol keren v'keren. And these were the four corners of the mizbech. Apparently the yisoid was a perfect square. Furthermore, we cannot answer the Gaia's lay that after constructing the Yisoid, they removed the part of the southern and eastern sides because of Avonim Shleimis Ksiv. The Pasuk requires whole smooth stones and the remaining part of the base would not be smooth if they cut it this way. The Gemara answers, Demachis Midi Mituse V'Shakale. They placed wooden beams in the place of the Yisoid along the southern and eastern side, and when they removed the frame, they also removed these beams. As a result, there was no Yisoid at all on these sides, and the remaining Yisoid was smooth. The Gemara proceeds to describe how the right location of the Beis Hamikdash was determined. The Pasuk says, "V'yelch David u'Shmuel v'yeshuv b'noyes b'Rama." The Gemara asks, "V'chima inyan noyes etzel Rama?" These are two different cities. Rather, "Shayyeshuv b'Rama v'iskim b'noyes shaloylam." David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi were in Rama, which was Shmuel's hometown, and they were occupied with the splendor of the world, i.e., the proper location for the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara explains their dilemma. The Pasuk says, "V'kam tevalisa alamokum ashiyivcha Hashem lekechabay." We ascend to the Beis HaMikdash, implying, Beis HaMikdash Gevoy Mikol Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be in the highest place in the Eretz Yisrael. However, they did not know the precise location. Eventually, Aisu Sefer Yeshua. They studied Sefer Yeshua and realized Bekulu Ksiv V'Yerid V'Ola Hagvul V'Tar Hagvul B'Sheva Binyamin V'Ola Ksiv V'Yerid Leksiv. Throughout the entire portion of Yehuda, the Pasuk describes how the border ascends and descends. However, regarding its northern border, which it shared with Binyamin, the Pasuk only refers to ascending. At the area of the border, the Pasuk implies that the border was level and then descended to the sea. Therefore, they inferred, Hachahu Mekaimai, the proper place for the Beis HaMikdash is at the border between Yehuda and Binyamin, which is the highest point. At first, Savar Lemivnaya Be'ein Eitim Demitli. They wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash in the area called Ein Eitim because this was the highest summit in the area. However, they then decided, Nitzi Be'Kalal, let us lower it somewhat and build it in Yerushalayim, which is slightly lower, because the Pasuk says, Ubein Kesef of Shochin, referring to the shoulders, not to the head. The Gemara offers a second reason for choosing Yerushalayim. Gemiri de Sanhedrin Bechelke de Yehuda Veshchina Bechelke de Binyamin. We have a tradition that the Sanhedrin must be in the portion of Yehuda, while the Beis HaMikdash must be in the portion of Binyamin. Therefore, imad linan lei mispalik tuva. If they were to build the Beis HaMikdash in Ein Eitim, there would be some distance between these two areas, and as Rashi explains, anan bi'inan Sanhedrin ba'azar. The Sanhedrin must be in the Azar. Therefore, they reasoned, Mutiv Ninitzi Beiport, it's better to lower it somewhat, as the Pasuk says, Uvein Kesef Avshachin.